It is said that an angel strode out of heaven one beautiful day and found his way to this old world, planet Earth. He roamed through field and city, seeing all the beautiful scenes of nature and arts. And just at sunset, he plumed his golden wings and said, "It's time for me to return to the world of night, heaven. But shouldn't I take something with me to help me remember the good time that I had here?" And then he saw some beautiful flowers. And he said, "How beautiful and fragrant those flowers are. I will pluck of them a choice bouquet." And then he passed a country home, and then he saw a crib. Inside there was a lovely baby. The lovely baby was smiling at the mother. And then the angel said, "That smile of the baby is prettier than these roses, these beautiful flowers. Let me take that smile too." Just then he looked beyond the crib, and then he saw a devout mother pouring out her love like the gush of a perpetual fountain as she stopped to kiss goodnight her precious baby. "Oh," the angel said, "the mother's love is the prettiest thing that I've ever seen in all the world. I will take that too." So with these three treasures, the angel winged his way towards the heavenly pearly gate. But just before entering, he decided to examine the things that he got, make sure they're still intact. To his astonishment, the flowers had withered, died. They were no longer things of beauty. And the baby's smile had changed to a frown. The baby was no longer smiling. And then he found out that the mother's love retained all its pristine beauty and fragrance. So he threw aside the withered rose and the departed smile. So he passed through the heavenly gate and was welcomed by the host of angels. They gathered around him to ask what he has gotten. "Here," he said, "is the only thing I found on earth that would retain its fragrance and beauty all the way from earth to heaven. The sweetest thing in the whole world is a mother's love." So today is Mother's Day. It's a day for us to think about and to appreciate our mother and express our love for her today, or to remember her in our memories if she is no longer with us. Mom is usually the person who is closest to the children because of the emotional attachment that mom has with her children since pregnancy, since the baby is in the womb. Women are in general more relational and more sensitive to the needs of their children, because traditionally the dads are the breadwinners. During the day they'll be busy working, and when they return home at night they'll be exhausted. They'll be sitting on the couch watching TV, flipping on the remote control. That's why you'll try to go to your mom if you have something that you want to talk about. Today we'll look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3 and see, as sons and daughters, how we should treat our mother and why we should treat our mother this way. So we'll look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. First of all, verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, including your mom, for this is right." What does it mean? What God commands us to do is to obey what our mother asks us to do, which are not against the teachings in the Bible. That's why it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord." Then Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 says, "For this is right." This gives us a reason to obey our mom. This is just the right thing to do. This is in complying with our conscience and right moral value. So just do it. Even non-Christians following their conscience and their right moral values, they will know this is the right thing to do. Then let's do it. But what if our mother asks us to do something that's against the teachings in the Bible? What do you do? Acts chapter 5 verse 29. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than man. When your parents' demands are in conflict with God's teachings, you say no, but with love and respect." Without embarrassing your parents out of respect to her. That's why we see obeying your parents in the Lord and according to God's teachings here, said in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Here are some things that your mom might have asked you to do, and you should do them because God asks us to obey our mom, and this is the right thing to do. I have a video to show you. Here is a mom, a singing mom, who condemns all the things that a mom would say in 24 hours into a 2-minute and 50-second song. So fasten your seatbelt and get ready to listen to this song.
Come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? That Bible can represent play fairly well at your friend. Isn't that an amazing mom? Did your mom ever say some of those things to you?
Some of those, right? So, how about the following? If your mom is at home but asks you to answer the phone and say, I'm not here. Would you obey your mom? Say no, because the Bible says that we should not lie according to the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 says that you shall not give a false testimony against your neighbor. Second, if you found a lost wallet and your mother asked you to keep all the money in the wallet and then threw away the wallet, would you obey? You should say no, but without embarrassing your mother, but explaining that if your mother loses her wallet with the ID, with the credit cards, and a lot of cash inside, wouldn't she want someone who finds it to return it to? Welcome. Third, if your mom asks you to help dust the carpet, wash the dishes, study and not watch too much TV or spend too much time surfing the internet, playing computer or video games, would you obey? Would you? Nobody dares to obey. This is the right thing to do, okay? These are the things good for you, just like in that video. There are many things I believe are good. Wise counsel. If you follow your mom's wise counsel, you'll be a wise person. You'll do well. But if you, would you still answer yes if you don't like your mom because she doesn't spend enough time with you, she doesn't buy the fancy electronic games you want, the beautiful and fashionable clothing and shoes you like, and she seems to care more about the telephone than you? She's always talking on the phone. How about if she smokes? A smoking mom. How about if she drinks, gambles, speaks foul language, has a bad temper, and broke a promise with you? Your mom promised to take you to a trip, but she failed to fulfill the promise because she said, I have to work. As long as what your mom wants you to do is not against the Bible, I say, according to the Bible, you should obey, although it's harder to obey your mom if she is not likable. That's where it trains your character, to obey someone even if that person is not likable, if that person is asking to do things not against the Bible. That will train you to become a stronger person, more patient person, more loving person in the end. Because the Bible doesn't say that you should obey your parents if they are nice to you. There's no condition to that. The Bible simply says that obey your parents, for that is right. But if you're not sure if your mother or is asking you to do the right thing, if that's biblical, ask mature Christians or the pastor or minister what the Bible says about it before you do it. They are here to guide you under those circumstances. Obeying your mom's demand is one thing, but if your mom, just in case, physically or verbally abuses you, you should report it to the pastor or the minister or your school teacher, and they will know how to help you. Secondly, better still, you not only obey passively, but also actively, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor your mother and your father. Honor your father and your mother. And today we'll focus on mother. What does that mean? What does it mean to honor your father and mother? It means that you should love and respect your mother. It is a command from God, which you cannot say no to. Just like James said, if God commanded that, that must be right, right? You do this because you love and respect God first. Because chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 is an application of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 before that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 says that, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. submit to one another out of reverence of Christ. And then what follows, verse 21 up to chapter 6, verse 9, are examples of how you apply this principle into your life. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's why you obey your parents. That's why you honor your father and mother out of reverence for Christ. But do you love and respect, obey our Heavenly Father, our perfect God? I think that's the most crucial question you should ask yourself. Because everything that you do to your parents is an outcome of what's inside of you, your attitude towards God, your Heavenly Father. Why should we respect and love our Heavenly Father? Because it said in John chapter 3:16, everybody knows about this verse, God, our Heavenly Father, is perfect. He loves us so deeply and that He was willing to let His only Son to die in our place for our sins, for our mistakes. We lie, we hate, we're jealous, we are greedy, we are proud. Or our mistakes, punishments, that is to be eternally separated from God in hell. But Jesus died in our place for our sins on the cross. And then was resurrected so that whoever believes in Him can have eternal life in heaven. And they don't need to suffer in hell because of their mistakes and their sins. How can we love God? Why do we love God? Because God first loved us. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 says that we love because He first loved us. We love because He first loved us. If you don't know how much God loves you, I'm afraid you don't know how to love God. As you appreciate God's deep love more and more, it's just a natural response for you to want to do things for God out of love for God. How can we love God? Practically, John chapter 14 verse 15 says that if you love me, you will obey what I command. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Then obey Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and verse 2. Obey your parents. Honor your father and mother. This afternoon and from now on, when you go home and see your mother, if your mother is not living with you, some of your mom is in another country or another state, but if she is here and you see her, say you love her and thank her for suffering so much for you since you were in your mom's womb during pregnancy, then childbirth, greatest pain of all human pains, the many sleepless nights feeding you when you cried in the middle of the night, changed your stinky diapers, nursing you when you got sick because you got sick, felt your pain when you got hurt, bumping your little head onto hard furniture, took you to school, pick you up from school, help you with your homework, cook the food at night, took you to piano lessons, soccer games, and taekwondo classes, comforted and encouraged you when you failed, worried for you when you were stressed out at school or work, worried for you when you started driving, dating, working, marrying, and having kids. The list just goes on and on. A mother's love goes on until the last breath of her life. So when your mom returns home from work today, this afternoon, or from church, help her carry her bag. Take off her shoes to show your respect for her. Ask her to sit on the couch. Offer her a drink. And then give her a massage at the shoulders. She must be very tired after work or even after church. Ask her how was her day. And thank her again for working so hard so that you have a place to live. You have food to eat. You have chances to go to school, all for free, because your mom worked or your dad worked. these are precious gifts. After you graduate from college, you will find out that you have to work so hard in order to pay for all these things. But now you get all of them for free. Honor your father and mother. This is a commandment from God. You must do it. It's good for you. And you'll be blessed if you do it. How can you be blessed? Verse 3 tells us that if you do it, God promises that you will be blessed, you'll do well, and you will enjoy a long life. That it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It is true, because someone who obeys, loves, and respects his parents according to God's will also follows God's will in other aspects in his life. That person will have developed a discipline in his life that will overflow to other aspects of his life. And his life would naturally be well physically, mentally, psychologically. And that's why it says in verse 3 that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And then the Bible says that this is the only commandment, which is the first commandment with a promise. You follow this and there's a promise that comes with this commandment, a great promise. So what have we learned this morning? We have learned from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3 and some other Bible verses that we should learn how to obey. Follow what your mom says if it's not against the Bible. Love and respect our mom more actively besides obeying your mom passively. And you'll be blessed as promised by the Bible. After returning home today, spend some time writing down the things we appreciate our mom for as the best gifts to offer to her on Mother's Day, better than flowers and better than a gift or a dinner out. Write down the things that you really appreciate your mom for and ask her, "Mom, how can I do better to make you a happier mom?" And then do, if it's not against the Bible's teachings. Let me tell you something about my mom. Actually, this is something I will translate into Chinese and back to my mom this afternoon to appreciate her, what a wonderful mom she has been to me. My mom is not perfect, but she loves me deeply. There are a lot of good memories I can share with you. When I was young, my mom made my clothes, my mom made my shoes, my mom even made my hat when I was in mainland China 37 years ago. I'm really old. And at that time, we were really poor, so my mom made everything for us. She was very talented. Then my mom and dad went to Hong Kong when I was only 9 years old. I was left in mainland China without my parents for 3 years. Those were really, really miserable years without parents around. For 3 years, I didn't have my parents around. I went wild. I couldn't even focus on my studies. I was playing all the time. I was fighting with people. Fortunately, my mom decided to apply for my immigration to Hong Kong. My dad didn't want to do that because that would be trouble, you know, because I was a very naughty boy. And then my mom found me a good tutor, English tutor. And in mainland China, I barely had a chance to learn the 26 letters in the English alphabet. And when I went to Hong Kong, I found out that all those kids already have had like at least like 8 years of English education before like the 5th grade in elementary school. So in 3 months, I had to learn all the 8 years of English that the kids in Hong Kong learned. All because my mom found me a good tutor, and I was able to survive the last year of elementary school, and I was top the class in all my classes, and I thank my mom for finding a good tutor for me. And my mom did another thing that most people would not do. She was willing to send me to a boarding school despite the huge expenses. In Hong Kong, only those millionaires will send their kids to boarding school because they don't have time to pick up their kids and they have money. But the reason why my mom sent me to boarding school was that she knew if I went to boarding school, it would help me to learn the language
quicker and try to get used to lifestyle in Hong Kong faster. So, but the first day, she sent me to boarding school, and I felt like so scared, you know, going to the dorm and being left alone with all those nasty Hong Kong kids. I was scared of, you know, kids in Hong Kong, but I watched a lot of movies in China that describe Hong Kong as a place full of gangsters. Okay, that's how mainland China describes Hong Kong. Okay? So I was really scared, and I threatened my mom, if you leave me alone here tonight, I'm going to jump from the cliff. So my mom was scared, so she took me home that night. But anyway, I finally obeyed, and I went to the boarding school. Actually, I learned a lot from the boarding school. Not only was I able to learn the language Cantonese, and I was also able to learn how to be independent, how to take care of myself. I was learning to make my own bed after I've gotten up. I learned also how to fold my clothes after the clothes were being washed, because if you don't do that, you'll be punished in boarding school. Okay? So I learned how to take care of myself, all because my mom was willing to spend the money to send me to boarding school, although she was only working in a restaurant as a restaurant worker. She was not rich, but she was willing to sacrificially give her money for my benefits. That's who my mom is. As a result, I graduated top of the class, and I was able to go to one of the best high schools in Hong Kong. And I heard that the night my mom heard that I was accepted by one of the best high schools in Hong Kong, she was so excited, she couldn't sleep that night. Because she never expected this prodigal son to be suddenly willing to study and being able to do well in school. So she was really excited. That was beyond her expectation. My mom was my alarm clock. My alarm clock didn't work for me, because studying in that high school, I was under a lot of stress, so much homework. Everybody, they were at the top of their class before they went to their school. So we were competing. So much schoolwork, so I didn't get much sleep every day. After school, I had to study for at least 5 hours or so. And even though I had an alarm clock, that didn't work for me, because I just turned it off and then continued to sleep. And my mom would keep knocking at the door, keep knocking and knocking so persistently until I finally get up. So that's what she did. She was the best alarm clock in the whole world that I could have, with a human voice. And later on, although I was conditionally accepted by the University of Hong Kong's Dental School, I was planning to be a dentist, and like Anthony wanted to be a dentist, and he's working so hard towards it. But I did well in one high school public exam. And then there was another public exam that's called the advanced level public exam. But during the 2 years I was preparing for my entrance into the university, I lost interest in the subjects that I was studying. Physics, chemistry, biology, college level, really deep stuff, and other classes. I lost interest. I asked myself, is that really something that I want to, you know, study and do for the rest of my life? I was also struggling with a secret crush on a girl at the time in mainland China. And I was struggling with sexual temptations when I was growing up as an adolescent. So I failed in that exam, failed terribly. I thought I was a good student, but you'll never imagine how badly I failed in that exam. I was so lost. That night, after I gotten the result of the exam, I was outside with another friend who also didn't do so well in that exam, and I returned home until very late. My mom was really worried for me. But my mom said, "Son, I know you're able to do well if you put your heart into it. I will send you to the United States, but try your best this time." Later, I found out that she was using her savings for my college education expenses, which no one with her income would do. Most people in Hong Kong would try to save money, especially if she's just working in a restaurant. And my father was working in a factory. My father would try to save money for retirement, because retirement life is not very good, and they were not earning much money. So that was the natural thing to do. But my mom used her savings to send me to the United States. That's why I studied really hard, and finally I went to Berkeley. It was also because of my mom's love for me. I didn't commit suicide. At the lowest point in my life, when the girl that I had a secret crush for 7 years finally was willing to start a relationship with me long distance. But finally, she decided to quit because she lost confidence in the uncertain future. And I was crushed. And I thought about committing suicide. But whenever I had the thought about my mom, her love for me, I said, I cannot hurt her by committing suicide. She loved me so much. But I had no motivation, no strength to live on. It was that time I found Jesus. I found God. I went to church and my life was turned around. I found a new strength, motivation, and purpose in my life. That's why finally I decided to become a minister, to help other people who might be going through the same struggles in their life, lost, and yet with no power to live on their life. I can never do enough to appreciate my mom's sacrificial love for me, but I shared with her how wonderful it would be if we could be together forever with God. She was a Buddhist. My father was also a Buddhist. But after knowing Jesus Christ and being certain about my eternal life with God, I said, that's the best thing that I can share with my parents. So I shared with them, and praise God, they were willing to believe in Jesus Christ. So now, no matter what happens, I know I will be able to be with my parents in heaven forever. And that's the best gift that a son or a daughter can give to his or her mom or father if they are still not a believer yet. And then my mom became a mighty, mighty witness for Jesus Christ. She was so thankful for having the eternal life and some other things. God blessed her in her life. She decided that after her retirement, she would dedicate her life to serve God and to bring other people to God, to Jesus. Now every week she makes 800 phone calls to call the seeker friends, non-Christian friends, inviting them to church. All these friends she met on the streets. Over the past 8 years or so, she had invited thousands of people to church. Hundreds of them had become Christians and were baptized. And my mom continued to invite people to church, not just with words, but also with her love for these people. There are a lot of new Chinese immigrants in Vancouver, Canada. And whenever my mom goes to do grocery shopping, she will see some of those new immigrants. And she would talk to them. She would find out that they are like looking for a job, and they need a lot of basic things in their life, like some furniture, some electric appliances. And my mom would collect some of the things that people throw away but still are good at home. And then she would invite them to home, and she would cook a good dinner for them, and she would give these things to these people and invite them to church, and continually invite them to church because she knows that's the best for these people. So I'm always very encouraged whenever I think about my mom. Not only how she blessed me since I was born, but also spiritually. Every day she prays for me 4 times. And just a few days ago she called me. She asked, is there anything else that I can pray for you? And I shared with her my prayers. And I can count on her to really pray for me 4 times a day consistently. I might ask some other people to pray for me. They might not pray as consistently as my mom does, because she really loves me. And she supports me to do whatever God wants me to do, and she prays for me. When my wife Nina and I go visit her in Vancouver, she'll cook for us all kinds of food we like, make sure that we are being kept warm, make sure that we're having a good time. My wife Nina never expects it would be so easy to get along with her mother-in-law. People will hear a lot of horrible stories about how hard it is to get along with a mother-in-law. because my mom was always thinking about serving even my wife and giving to her without expecting any return. Her joy is in the giving and in the serving. That's my mother's love for me and for my wife Nina. So happy Mother's Day. Make your mom happy by obeying and honoring her, and you will be happy and blessed too. This is God's command with an awesome promise. I believe in it. Do you? Show your belief in it with your actions. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have shown your love to us through the moms in our lives. Her unconditional sacrificial love, let us experience what love is really about. God, but we know it's all because of you. Because you created us, even our moms. You want us to experience the love of our moms so that we can know what God's love is really about. It's beyond, much even deeper than that. As I'm praying, I think about many people who don't have a mother in their life now, who are motherless. I think about the people, more than 100,000 people who died in Myanmar last week. Many people became motherless. But Lord, let your love through brothers and sisters in Christ be with them so that they can see that God is the ultimate source of love. Because Jesus, you said, whoever obeys my command and whoever does the will of God is my mom, is my brother, is my family. So if my mom is no longer with us, I pray that God, you will comfort those whose mom is not here on earth now, but you let them still experience mom's love by experiencing God's love for brothers and sisters in love who loves them. Manifest, show them God's love and their mother's love. And let us be encouraged when we think about the great love that our moms have shown to us, the greatest love that God has shown us, and let us be also willing to love God and people around us, starting from our mom today. Let's take action. Let's let our love not just be in words, but also in action. Let us be blessed when we're willing to obey our mom and to honor our mom, because you have given us an awesome promise. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.